presentation is brought to you by Riverwalk Media.
Give it up for Mr. Andre Vaughn! Woo! That's what I love about you guys. You know, technically in the book, there's supposed to be a 30-minute break right now. There's supposed to be a 30-minute break. How many of you are ready to roll right now? Fair enough. Exactly. If you're ready to roll, I'm ready to roll. That was unbelievable. I mean, it's just captivating over there on the side, and I'm just watching all of your faces and your body language, the way you're soaking stuff up. It's incredible. So I got a question for you guys. How many of you have ever worked out before, like you've exercised? Okay, if I say workout, what's something that comes to mind, Dr. Shane?
Exercise.
What kind of exercise?
Dance.
Burpees. Great. If I say exercise, what comes to mind, Omar?
Running.
Running. Excellent. If I say exercise, what comes to mind, Mr. Capandi? Jumping rope. Perfect. Exercise takes commitment and consistency, focus, dedication. All of those things are critical. Here's the thing. You're willing to make a sacrifice and make a commitment when it comes to physical exercise. How many of you are willing to make a commitment and sacrifice and exercise your mind?
Yes.
Are you ready to do that?
Yes.
Okay, because you're going to exercise your mind today. I'm going to call you out on getting out of your comfort zone, because if you read in your book, today is about making money. Today's about making money. How many of you are excited about making money? I heard you chanting, make money, money, make money, money. Are you really ready to make money?
Yes.
I'm going to go no holds barred. When you leave this room, you are all going to know how to make some money. Okay, you've got the greatest products in the world. Duh. You've got the most unbelievable leadership in Dr. Wallach. Duh. The 90 for Life message, second to nothing. My wife and I are celebrating our 26th year in network marketing. We are free. Free because we made decisions years ago that most people aren't willing to make. When network marketing wasn't so popular, and by the way, today, comparatively to 26 years ago, network marketing is pretty popular. 26 years ago, it wasn't quite so popular. I was a 17-year-old kid that didn't know a whole lot about anything. My parents were divorced. Finances were difficult. I was the older brother, best friend, caretaker, protector, guardian angel to my younger sister, Amy. She was killed in 1996 in a car accident, which was obviously unfortunate and never timely and very upsetting to our entire family. There's all kinds of things that people have in their own story. You can make excuses about this upbringing or the deck of cards you were dealt and all the circumstances that you could use for excuses as to why your life isn't going the way that you want it to go. This is not the time for excuses. You have to be more concerned about the victory of your vision than the fear of your failure. You want to write something down? You write that down. Write it down. Record it. Whatever you got to do, I'll say it again. You better be more concerned about the victory of your vision than the fear of your failure. And until you're more excited about the victory of that vision than the fear of your failure, you will never make money. Did you hear that? I'm like peeling off all the layers today. I'm not up here today to smile and make you feel good. I'm up here today to say there's something called truth, and sometimes the truth is a serious conversation. You got to look in someone's eyes and say, I'm not here to butter you up or to fluff you up. I'm here to get real with you. And sometimes tough love is the only way to get results, true or false. Yeah, tough love. Okay, let's do a fun little exercise. Okay, let's get visual for a second. Everybody close their eyes, except those of you that are taking video, I'll let you pass. Everybody else close your eyes. Trust the process. Close your eyes right now. Okay, I'm going to pretend for a minute that every single one of you is a very talented artist. Okay, you're a very talented artist. So whether you are or aren't, you are now. You are a very talented artist. You have the ability to paint unbelievable pictures.